This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. In its first month of legalized sports betting, Colorado generated nearly $100,000 in tax revenue. Here's CPR's Corey Jones.
Wagers on all sports in May totaled more than $25 million. That's despite casinos being closed due to COVID-19. Instead, six operators collected bets online in May. The sport that drew the most bets in legalized betting's first month? Table tennis. Dan Hartman directs the state's division of gaming. He says initial projections for this year have gone out the window.
It's going to be kind of an interesting ride this year on what actual revenue kind of generates and how it follows the ebb and flow of the pandemic and whether or not sports really get going.
Eventually, most of the tax money will go to water projects. But first, the program has to pay back the $1.7 million the state allocated last year for startup and initial operating costs. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis asked Coloradans to wear masks and practice social distancing to avoid a spike in COVID-19 cases. Colorado has had an upward trend of new cases over the last 2 weeks, but is still faring better than states like Arizona or Texas.
The underlying message here is that cases are growing slowly but consistently. And that's the wrong trend. We want them decreasing slowly but consistently.
Polis says people need to stay as diligent as they were in late May and early June. That will help keep the virus under control and avoid drastic measures like postponing elective surgeries again. 76 in Denver, this is CPR News.